This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Colorado fire departments say they need more money. CPR's Haley May explains the solution may arrive on November ballots.
82% of departments surveyed last winter by the state don't expect to have adequate funding over the next 2 years. They need more staff and new firefighting equipment. But because of a House bill aimed at cutting property taxes that passed last year, the pot of money available to them is now much smaller. Officials are pushing for more funding through grants appropriated by the legislature, and some departments are looking at local tax increases. They also say funding challenges could have significant consequences, including delayed response times, an increased risk to firefighters, higher insurance costs, and a strain on mutual aid systems. Haley May, CPR News.
Pueblo voters will decide this November if they want to continue having a mayor. In Monday's meeting, City Council overrode a mayoral veto and on a 6-1 vote decided to put the question on the ballot. If approved, it would reverse a voter decision in 2017 to create a strong mayor form of government. Councilman Roger Gomez says the new government structure isn't working for Pueblo.
This is a failed experiment, and you have to have the courage to sit back and say, what is best for the people of Pueblo?
Pueblo Mayor Heather Graham is the second mayor since the change in structure. She called the ballot initiative a power grab on the part of City Council. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That is next, and you can hear Fresh Air following that at 8 o'clock tonight on KRCC and CPR News.